streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Home smart success. Home smart success. Home smart success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sitch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah. Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95. And this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Bless.
Dear self, I wish that you knew then what I know now. To a 14-year-old boy named Jay, TV missing again. My hat was on top of it, I guess he must have dropped it when. Fuck, I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up and come into a lie. Hell with school, man, you tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood, know what you do and don't respect you. Battle swing, wet the hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Erica. Popped on the bench and people wanna stare at us. Empty refrigerator for lady, you wasn't there with us. Enough of dinner is rice. And you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night, and the product giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Pair of sneakers, some gear, and if I wanna bounce, yeah. Thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my pops. King of my men, but then I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all aside, and I realized when I died. One-way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment, but look at what I'm doing.
Hello. My name is Calvin Jack Winfield, and I have a public service announcement to make on behalf of the Streets Don't Love You Back, and also speaking in third person for our senator, Mrs. Catherine Miranda. I am Senator Catherine Miranda, representing District 27. I am seeking support for my re-election in the Senate. I have represented the people for the last 6 years, but I'm still in the middle of a lot of unfinished business and work that needs to be completed. There are many organizations that are making a difference in our community. The Streets Don't Love You Back is at the top of my priority list because this organization changes lives. The real stories with real people can only make real changes. As your state senator and your support for my re-election, I continue to support and help the Streets Don't Love You Back move forward and be the movement that changes lives.
I am State Senator Catherine Miranda, and I approve this message.
I look to the hills from where my help come from. Psalms 121. Thank you, Mother, for always teaching me that when times get rough.
I wonder how it feels to be the son of a preacher. We're living in a world with the hustlers and tweakers. What hand to hand says, avoiding them sales. But you was raised in the ghetto, so you was forced to live in hell. Oh well, never fail, cause one day I find my way out. But hopefully I can escape before the feds come and clean house. Penetrate doors, bat around the course, but it's too late for sure. Now you're praying to the Lord, cause you know your heart is pure. You're just a victim of the Lord, of the neighborhood war, so you're mentally forced. Physically remorse to the pain and the suffering. You're trying to make a choice to do better and move forward. Let's go. Yeah.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah.
Songs. Yeah. And in 2011, Robert D. Boyd Sr. died a great reverend, and his main goal was to sever ties with his junior son. And that's when Lil Rob found out about his brothers and the four he had in prison. But he had never met them, cause two was doing life. And Sidney came home to an untimely demise after serving 18 years in the pen. Marvel and Christopher began on the right path, but you still need that man, so you don't be out proud. Robbie did 17, it was all because of Wilder. Observe, you may be the preacher of the word, but if you leave your kids behind, it's just a whole lot of nerve. Word, word, Max.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the son of a preacher, but the nephew of a preacher. And every Sunday morning, my uncle tried to reach us. Me and all my cousins in the pew like it was bleachers. Women catching the Holy Ghost, I guess it was they feature. All it really was single women that was weaker. Praying that they find a good man every weekend. Their souls steady leaking while burning with the flames. While they trying to raise their kids by themselves and maintain. And me and uncle both feel the same. Cause all we ever wanted to do was make mom proud with no pain. And the key to life is really just to find a good queen. And when Unc met his queen, Miss Lucinda became one of the same. Perfect team.
I knew I had hit rock bottom when I started shooting up. That was my lowest point because I just was like totally out of it. I wasn't even there no more. I was just gone. My name is Tanya. I am 15 years old. I am from Douglas, Arizona. I started using meth when I was 12. Basically, my life was totally destroyed. I mean, I had ran away from home, and so I didn't have nowhere to go. I wore the same clothes every day. Like, I only showered like maybe twice a week. I didn't have nothing left. I mean, nothing at all. I didn't even have no shoes on my feet. I thought I knew everything. I was like, you know, I'm not gonna get addicted to this drug. It's not gonna hurt me at all. I can control myself. But in the long run, it, you know, I couldn't control it. It's like meth, controlled me.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The first time I did meth, I was with my best friend and his mom. I had no idea what it was going to actually end up doing to my life. My name is Russell. I'm 19 years old. I started doing meth when I was 14. I've started at least three people that I know on meth, and where they're at right now, they're probably either in jail or I know one's dead. I went from a pretty good student to a dropout. I've ruined relationships, I've stolen from people, my family, I've physically abused them, I mean, the list just goes on. I've wasted a lot of time. I've gone from a person who had enormous potential to a person that had absolutely no potential, because I chose to pick a little white rock over everything else.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. It's your boy Kenny P, fresh out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm rocking with Boyd and Lucinda at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing. Yeah, what's really good? It's your boy Kenny P. Hot new mixtape out right now, man. Highly anticipated. The mixtape hosted by DJ HD. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing.
Baby, are you down like you say you down? Down. It's all the love that you say you got, real love. Is it love? Love. Baby, are you down like you say you down?
Down like you say you down.
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 Are you down like you say you down?
Love like you say it's love,
love like you say it's
love,
love like you say it's love,
love like you say it's love,
love like you say it's love,
love
like you say it's love,
love like you say it's love.
Baby, are you still down?
Still down.
Or you gotta say it's go?
Not be down.
I don't really want to,
'cause
I can never hold you.
Baby, are you still down?
Still down.
Or you gotta say it's go?
And I'll be down.
I don't really want to, 'cause
I
can never hold you.
You should go for it.
I can never be the one that holds you up. I can only be the one that holds you down. I can never let them people show you up. When you see them hoes, you know you showing out. When you going out, Coco Christian, Louis Mason, all the latest British. You are nothing like them basic bitches. So you rocking real gold, ain't no dipish. Girl, you know I'm out of getting paper. Tripping 'cause I said I'll call you later. You know I'm on the grind and I come home to you, loving you down and still you call me player.
Who that? That's gon' hold you down. Who you callin', he gon' come around. I don't get it, why the f*** you trippin' when you know for sure that I ain't f***ing around.
Baby, are you down like you say you down?
Love like you say it's love.
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 Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets. Definitely don't love you back. I got my main man on the line with me tonight. I'm going to bring him in to say a few words, and he got some things to tell you. What's up,
hey.
Hip-hop in the building?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Boyd?
Oh, man, just out here vibing, man. Good music, a lot of great things going on, and I just want you to introduce a few great things that's going on.
Oh, well, I don't know where to start. Hope everybody out there in Arizona is able to stay cool before I go on. Stay cool out there. I know it's been a hot one, and you know, the streets don't sleep, so either do we. And essentially, lots of great things have been going on. I mean, we're working. I don't know even where to start, really. But let's start off with what we've been doing with Gila River, the nation of Gila River. We've been working hand in hand with their Boys and Girls Club at Kamak, and we had a wonderful, turnout.
That
happened at the Gila River Boys and Girls in Girls Club near Levine. What's that? Hello? Okay, I'm going to keep going on.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah, you keep going, hip-hop. Yeah, you keep going. I'm sorry. That was an emergency that my wife was talking to me about.
Oh, okay, okay. I'll continue. We've been just everybody else who's listening out there. The Streets of Love You Back has been expanding really around South Mountain specifically right now. What I love about South Mountain is that it's, and I don't know exactly what the square footage is. I don't know how large that mass of land is, but basically it's a wonderful mountain because on one side, on Ahwatukee, there's a place called Ahwatukee, which has beautiful golf courses, and it's just a wonderful, it's very high class. Let's just talk socially, economically. It's a very high class situation over there, and it's next to the freeway, and then Tempe's on one side, on the east side, and on the south side of this mountain which is really rich in history. And is also the part of it is legislated and represented by Catherine Miranda, District 27, State Senator of Arizona. And so she's on the north side of South Mountain, of course. And then there's Levine, which then runs next to the Gila River. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful situation to be around because you have not only so get a load of this. On the west side of South Mountain, you have Gila River, another nation, connected to the mountain. And basically South Mountain is the importance of South Mountain, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that it is the primary target for airplanes landing at Sky Harbor Airport. There's these very large, not satellites, but sort of like landmarks, light landmarks on the top of the mountain. And the pilots use these as a guide to be able to park their jets, at Sky Harbor. So South Mountain is considered the centralist, most central area in Phoenix, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of land. Remarkable. In fact, the music video, The Sons of a Preacher, parcel of those mountains, including the Australia Mountains, were filmed. And Rob Boyd and I have been working around that mountain pretty much for the last year, specifically. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I need to get a little glass of water here, and I'll continue. Excuse me. I was not prepared to come on tonight, but I actually am glad I did. Excuse me. All right, I'm back. I'm going to bring it down a notch. As my
man.
Throat is a little... Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing, my friend? My man?
We good tonight, brother. You know what I mean? You just take your time and, you know, you're letting the people know what's happening, you know? And if you have not got involved with the organization, please log on to the website, streetsonlovyouback.com. And like Hip Hop Hill finished telling you, a lot of great things is going on. It's happening so fast. God is just moving.
It's amazing.
So I'll put it back in Hip Hop Court.
Yeah, you do what you got to do, Mr. Boyd. I'll continue discussing our mission around South Mountain. South Mountain, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is the centralmost figure of the Phoenix Valley, which is a metropolitan area of about 4.5 million people. And that's your Phoenix metro area. And specifically these days, I believe God has led Mr. Boyd and myself to really hone in and focus in on South Mountain and all the communities surrounding South Mountain. Again, South Mountain is an amazing area because you have every social, economic class and every kind of diversity that we categorize amongst people around that mountain. Latinos, blacks, whites, orange, purple, green, yellow, whatever color you want to say out there, ladies and gentlemen, whatever color you feel comfortable with and with these designations that we've been using lately, you know, we should not find comfort in only one. We should find comfort in the diversity, the rainbow, the stars, and the sky. So basically, that mountain is special. We've been focused there, and we've been able to meet people like, well, I personally, Rob, Mr. Boyd has known Catherine Miranda for a while. I got to meet that lovely woman, leader, person, along with her campaign manager, Roberto, and people like them, of course, and their friends, and then, of course, meeting other great people, part of Gil Bivens's network, and all the great things that Gil is doing in the South Phoenix area, which, again, borders South Mountain on the north side. On the east side, you have Tempe, you have ASU bordering that mountain, and then, of course, as you go down towards the south side of the mountain, you have million-dollar homes, states, golf courses, paradise. And then on the other side, on the west side, looking, you know, situated between Australia and South Mountain Ahwatukee is the Gila River Nation. So very powerful, wonderful, dynamic, diverse sociological groups, groupings, and mixtures and variety all around that mountain. And that's where we've been working. We have things going on in Ahwatukee. We have businesses opening up there. We have schools that are just, we're getting connected with there. We have great influence, great friends in Ahwatukee as well, who are good, good people. Not everybody in the world who has money, who is rich, is necessarily selfish or bad. A lot of us people down here looking up at those images of success are really just haters. Where's mine? Where's my entitlements? Now, I'm not going to get into a political discussion on that. No, I'm not. All I'm saying is there's good people in all walks of life, and we are at the Streets Don't Love You Back developing relationships with those who are on top of the mountain and those who are at the bottom of the mountain. We're making friends with all of those people. We're networking with all of those people, every walk of life, every social class, every predisposed position, predisposed structure, if you will. We will, the Streets Don't Love You Back, engage with those. We don't care who you are. We don't care how bad you've done or how great you are. We at the Streets Don't Love You Back, it is our mission. It is simply our mission. It's on the top of the mission statement. It is our mission to be a force for positivity and positive change, and of course, inspire others to greatness. So whatever your level of greatness is currently, and if you're listening to me out there, ask yourself this question: what is my level of greatness? Because we all have a level of greatness, ladies and gentlemen. It's true. We all have a level of greatness, but what is yours? Where are you at tonight? Where are you at today? If you understand your level of greatness, and if you're not satisfied with that, and if you want to improve your life in many different kinds of ways, what is the level of greatness you're looking for? So that's my question to everyone out there. What is your level of greatness currently? Are you satisfied? If it is no, what is the level of greatness you want to be at? If you're satisfied, great. Just keep rolling. Keep having fun. Don't worry about the thing, my brother, as the great Bob Marley once said. Three little birds. So basically, we have done some great things through our work and our faith. Because faith without works is dead, and works without faith is arrogance. That's not Bible, that's me. It might be a little Bible in there, but that's just what I want to say to you, ladies and gentlemen. Please, in all things, be thankful that we are alive, that you have breath, that you are an entity that is available at your free will to receive the grace that only comes from God, that you can use that grace to fill up the others around you with their cup of loneliness or pain or depression or whatever it is that makes people angered or irritated or negative. Use that fuel, that drink, that wine, that blood of grace, and give it to your friends.
No doubt. That's my message. I think we got a caller. Hold on for a minute. I think we got a caller. to come in.
All right.
Hold on.
All right.
Last four digits, 3817, you're on air, caller.
Hi, this is Matthew Brown.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Brown?
I'm good.
Yeah, you just called to listen, or you called to ask a few questions, and we're glad to have you at the show.
Well, I've got a friend named Rob. He's a DJ over there. I think I'm talking to him.
Oh, Rob Boy. Yeah, this is me, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, I'm the dryer vent cleaner guy. How are you?
Oh, what's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, well, we're glad that you was able to call in tonight. So, yeah, let the people around the world know about what you do and how they can get in contact with you.
Okay. Well, I'm based in Casa Grande, Arizona, and I service Pinal County, Maricopa County, and Pima County. So Tucson, Phoenix, Casa Grande, all three of those counties. And what I do is I clean closed dryer vents. So I clean those so they you have a your dryer is efficient and your fire prevention is low to you, so you don't have a dryer fire. That's what I do.
My man. Now, if someone wanted to get in contact with you, how would they be able to contact you?
Well, I've got my my website, which is lintcleaning.com. That's L-I-N-T cleaning.com. And then the contact phone number, that's 480-589-3817. And I'm sole proprietor, so I'm licensed and insured. You've heard of Yelp, I'm sure, right?
I guess. They should definitely be heard of that.
Yelp.com is a business review site, and a lot of people go through Yelp, but I'm one of the top dogs on Yelp. I've got 111 reviews, all 5 stars apiece. So kind of the best of the best.
That's what time it is, my man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, keep speaking on what's happening so they can get a full view.
Okay, well, you know, when they call me, I set them up for service and get over there, and I do a wind pressure test, make sure the dryer's running efficient for what the airway is blowing out of the roof or the wall or wherever it's going. And then if it needs to be cleaned, I get in back behind the dryer, move the washer and dryer out of the way, and I disconnect that ducting that goes from the dryer to the wall. And then I clean that. I clean the pipe in the back of the wall. And then I clean the whole apparatus, the ducting in the wall, clean the outside apparatus, clean everything, make sure it all runs good so they can dry their laundry in like 30, 35 minutes. I got people calling me, telling me they're taking 2 70-minute cycles to dry their laundry, or a couple hours, or their dryers are blowing up, or their dryers are catching on fire. So it's fire prevention 101, getting your dryer vent cleaned. And I recommend, most residences at least a 1-year service. And it's highly recommended by fire departments all across the country. So it's a really good thing to do.
Yeah.
Even if you don't need
it, that's all
it's
good.
A free inspection. So, it's a good thing to do. And it's just a good peace of mind, you know.
Well, that's what's up, man. I'm glad you could call in and let the people know how to get in contact with you and all of that. I want you to give them that website and that phone number one more time before we let you off the air.
Sure do. It's lintcleaning.com, L-I-N-T, cleaning.com. And the phone number is 480-589-3817. And none of this would be possible if I wasn't blessed, by God. So it's a good thing.
Without a doubt, my friend. So we want to say, hey, we thank you for calling in, my man. and we're going to keep promoting that for you, and the people will hear your message, and we want to just say, hey, keep up the good work.
You bet. And also, one other thing for first responders out there in any one of the three counties, you know, first responders, I service first responders for free. I don't charge first responders a dime. I do it all for free.
My man. My man. And you heard that what he said. First responders,
yeah.
It's on the house, you know. So if you need to get with him, if something's going on, get at him at his website. Give him a phone call. And then also first responders, even though you're getting that on the house, make sure you pass that message to someone else that can pay to keep my man moving forward, you know. So that's what the business is. Thank you for calling in, my guy. And keep up the great work.
I can let you know the
stay
price
strong.
If you like.
Go ahead, my friend. Let them know that.
Yeah, the price is I've been charging since 2008. I've been charging $69. I never raised it. And all the other companies pretty much charge anywhere from like $100 to $200. And I think mid-range is like $150. I've been charging $69. And I just tell everybody, $69, no matter what the range of difficulty is, and gratuity is welcome. If you want to pay more, I'll never stop you. That's what I tell everybody. And my group rate
That's
is
what
two or more dryer vents. Yeah. My group rate is two or more dryer vents. Like a friend or a neighbor or something like that, it'd be $50 for a dryer vent, two or more. So it saves everybody $19 a shot.
My man,
and it comes
you can't beat that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you. And it comes with a free inspection and a free lint tray and trap cleaning on every service call, too.
Bottom line, you know, you heard that from the man himself, you know. So, yeah, we appreciate you, my friend. And like I said, we're going to keep moving forward with promoting you. And just keep doing a great job. And thanks for calling in, okay?
You're so welcome. Thank you. And it's a pleasure talking to you.
No doubt, my friend. Have a great night.
You too.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Back to my man, Hip Hop. What's the business, baby boy?
I don't know what you want me to say. Is today a great day? Okay.
Oh, the day is definitely a great day, you know what I mean? And I just want to let people know also, he spoke about us being around that South Mountain and different things like that. I just want to let everybody know, starting last year, September of 2015, our intervention program started right in the Maricopa, Arizona courthouse. Almost,
right.
It ain't even been a year yet. We're now in the Hilla River Boys and Girls Club on the Indian Reservation. And now we're also in two locations up in Phoenix, Able House and Phillips Memorial CME Church. And thanking my man Reverend Walton for that and the Senator Catherine Miranda for making that happen. And my man, Mr. Montgomery, he teaches the class at Hilla River. And we're very happy that he teaches that class. And Gil Bivens, he teaches the class on Thursday at Phillips Memorial CMM Church. So that's a very great accomplishment and growth.
Great
that
people.
Done. And we just want to thank everybody. I mean, everybody who believed in our intervention program when we brought it to them and they really seen the vision. I want to thank all of y'all. And all of y'all know who you are.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
That stayed on point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just want to thank everybody for that, man.
Yeah, me too. I want to say thank you to Gil Bivens and Catherine Moran and Roberto and just all the Maricopa peeps that jump on board from, like, you know, Sandy Hopkins of who happens to own a business, Sandy and Gary Hopkins of Maricopa Renovations. I mean, they're always there with their family now trying to help us feed the homeless on Sundays. And it's like they made it their – man, they made it like their new structure to be, you know, to help us and make it even better, how we can bring even more food and bring other people with us to go help people on that Sunday. And that's been inspiring. And, of course, Community of Hope, you know, getting in there with Rusty Acres, who is a huge just sort of supporter in the background steering us all the time. I mean, I know if Rusty wasn't, you know, running his church and helping his flock, his sheep, he would be running with Rob Boyd and I through the streets of Phoenix.
That's real.
And all over the place. But,
right,
you know, he helps us in many ways, and we help him, and he has an orphanage in Mexico. And if there's anyone out there who speaks Spanish real well and English, if they could help us maybe translate our book into Spanish, The Streets Don't Love You Back, Life Skills Intervention book that Lucinda Boyd, the wonderful, lovely Lucinda Boyd, the incredibly smart and talented wife of the man himself. The story of Rob is what she painted for us in black and white in a book and in a manual that helps people live a more improved and better life. As it is our mission, of course, to be a force of positive change and inspire others to greatness. So the question tonight, Rob, that I was asking everyone while you were on your side taking care of your business was your greatness. We inspire others to greatness. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how great you are. The question is, today, what is your level of greatness? The second question is, are you satisfied with your level of greatness? And if you are satisfied,
amen.
If you are satisfied, great. If you're not, what level of greatness do you want to be at? So that's my
amen.
Question for
and that's
going to
satisfy you. Yeah, that's
right.
Going to satisfy you. And I also want to say, before we get off the line tonight, I want to give a big shout out to my homeboy's lovely queen, Miss Carrie Hung, that's been supporting the Streets Don't Love You Back along with her husband, Mark Montgomery. She's in the background, but she's being there cheering, you know what I mean, like the cheerleader, you know? So we want to thank her as well, and thank my niece and nephew, Sloth and Marissa. They be cheering and doing great things, 11 and 7, and they doing great things already with the organization. So we want to just thank that family as well, because everybody who's doing things with the organization, they're showing that they believe in the vision of helping people. That's all
that's
this
right.
thing is about, helping
Amen.
People. And that's why I said that I'm very happy of the people that when I took that life skill intervention program to the people, I'm very glad of those who seen the vision. And we move forward together. Those who didn't see the vision, you know what I'm saying, it's all good too. Because God has done blessed us to move that vision, like Hip Hop said, around the mountain. And that's all over there. So people ask all the time, well, how did y'all get in Killer River? We've been trying to it ain't about that. It's about when God know you ready and when God know you serious about helping people, he going to make that happen anyway.
That's right.
And he
That's
made
right.
that happen
and,
for me and Mr. Montgomery.
Yeah, and the Streets Don't Love You Back. And, I don't want to forget Emiliano. I mean, Emiliano.
Yes.
He doesn't know us. He did his homework, You know, he investigated. He's not just going to let anyone come in there and install a program into their into their children, you know. God bless him. But I can sense he's a man of faith, and he said, you know what, I'm gonna roll with my faith on this one. I think these guys are great. You could see, and then he did the research, and here we are helping their kids with the story of Rob, affecting probably 50 to 60 kids a week for the summer. That's awesome.
Amen. And that ain't even the tip of the iceberg. You know, you heard what Mr. Montgomery said. That's just the summer program. Now, once the summer program is over and the school's set back in, thanks again to Emiliano and his staff over there, he said we have a a room where we can have the five-week intervention program once a week, five weeks courses, you know what I mean, where it's there for the people at Hiller River. So we thank God for that. And it's just that, you know, once again, you know, it's like I sit back and I look at a lot of things in life, and when people say they help people or they help kids, I'm definitely going to step to you. But then when I see that ain't really what it's all about with you, I back up from you, you know, because in this camp, we're about helping people, period. I don't care where you live. You can live in Afghanistan. If you want one of these booklets and you ready to get educated, I'm going to ship that out to you. And my man Hip Hop can vouch to that along with other people, because I done shipped many of his magazines over to Africa and Australia and London. So don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
At all.
Oh, snap. I don't
know
what to
say. It ain't our fault if you don't see the vision. But we ain't at nobody. We love you anyway. You just missed the boat. That's all.
Yeah, you just broke your ankle falling off the bandwagon.
That's all it was. And we ain't mad at you. Get a Band-Aid, because we gone.
That's right.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm loving life, man. Anything else before we go, Hip Hop? We got like three more minutes.
Well, I don't know. I'm thankful that I tuned in and got to talk with you a little bit and kind of go over what we're doing and giving a report or update, if you will, to those who are out there listening. I mean, there's so much going on. We want to engage the entire planet, and you know, we're crazy enough to think we can. If you're an aborigine in Australia and you hear my voice right now, if you want a hand up, or if you want to raise your level of greatness, or if you just want to say
holler.
Hi, my level of holler.
Holler at us, you dig? Because we here to inspire you too, you know? All
there
of
you
that.
Go.
You know, and if you're in Korea, we can inspire you because my sister, she can speak Korean. She Korean. So if we can't know what you're saying, she definitely will encourage you and
inspire
you as well, my brother or sister, you know?
That's right.
So we definitely moving forward, always.
Yeah. My wife is, you know, she's very good at two languages. Well, actually three languages. The first language is, of course, Korean. The second language is English. And her third language is Beat Up Mark. That's her third language.
That is. So she got three languages. She got she triple bilingual. With the triple gang going. So, ladies and gentlemen, me and Mr. Montgomery, we're going to hit to a commercial, and after we come back from the commercial, we're going to say hasta la vista, but we're going to hit these commercials and be right back.
Hasta la vista.
Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, all right? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, cinch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Kerry at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah. Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask.
Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95, and this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Bless.